Jack around, man. Live from Luftstalag 13 in Hammelburg, Germany, it's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of hard-hitting, no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, graphic artist, EMT, longtime MC of the Miss Calhoun County Fair Queen Contest, the first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, the legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, the Ringhausen brother with the most brain cells, Richard J. Ringhausen. And, are you ready? Marksman, daredevil, sculptor, six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain. A man who does his own tattoos, the youngest of the Ringhausen brothers and the star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen.
Yay!
Hey!
Do you have the... I'm looking around the room. Do you have the Ringhausen Brothers alligator wrestling emblem here? Where is that? You don't have that?
I don't know. I need to get you a shirt since you're a guest.
Yeah.
If I was going to do my own tattoo, yeah, that's what it would be.
Oh, the emblem from the back of the shirt. Yeah, I have to. I'll find it.
I like that.
If you had, were going to get a tattoo, what tattoo would you get?
Wait, well, you should introduce our guest first. We have a guest.
Okay. I guess we should. Okay.
Remember a couple of weeks ago?
I'm Allie Ringhausen. You're Rick Ringhausen. And a couple of weeks ago, we had
Jonah Luna Ringhausen
White join us as a guest of Billy Bob Teeth fame.
Yeah. And he had me back.
And he's come back.
I didn't wear out my welcome here.
Surprisingly, he came back.
You know what it was?
That we owed him money.
No, it was the circus peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
We lured him.
Where they at?
Lured him in the circus peanuts.
When I talked to Jonah
and a beer.
Via email, you know, I said, what's it going to take you? He says, I'd like some of those circus peanuts from Farm and Home.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm all over that. I love circus
peanuts.
Threw
a stag beer and it sealed the deal.
I got to ask, Jonah, how did you find out about the podcast?
Well, it's pretty world famous, you know. I mean, I think
good answer.
I saw it.
I love that answer.
Advertisement.
You can stop now.
I saw an advertisement. We're at the. This is the 15%.
Actually, you know, we mentioned in the previous show that we had interviewed your daughter.
Oh, have you really?
And she was fantastically.
Was she? Yeah. Oh, yeah. She can talk all right.
We didn't. Oh,
did you get a word in or what?
She was full of beans.
Oh, yeah, she was.
She stymied us.
Did
it? We didn't get to talk. Yeah,
now, if you guys think you're tough, you know, this wrestling alligator is nothing. You ought to try wrestling her.
Well, wrestle Miss Calhoun County.
I'm telling you what, she's.
Jonah, this is your daughter, so I'm not going to say nothing.
She's an animal.
She's
you'll want an alligator after you tried wrestling her.
Let me ask you this. We haven't seen her in years and years. Well, that's probably been 10, 15
years. Oh, dude,
years
I've seen her since then. She was like this. She was Sandy in Grease when our theater group did
she
Grease.
Could too.
Well, I don't get out much, but is she married?
No. She got a live in.
How many kids do you have?
None. Yeah, she didn't have any kids.
No, how many kids?
Oh, I have. I got four.
Four.
Yeah.
Are any of them married?
No.
None married?
No. And we still haven't kicked one of them out of the nest yet, so we're trying.
Okay. So you don't have
any. Let me tell you something, Jonah. Sometimes just when you think you've kicked them all out, one of them comes back.
I know it.
So then none of your kids are dinks or dinkwads?
No, none of them are. Mm-mm.
Do you know what a dink and dinkwad is?
No. But
a dink is dual income, no kids.
Ah.
You know, like a couple of married
people. No, they don't work too much.
And then a dinkwad is dual income, no kids with a dog.
Oh. Okay, yeah, but we wind up taking care of the dog. How does that work?
Just a wad.
Yeah. We just took one of them. One of them's dog to get neutered today.
It's a wad.
Yeah.
Well, you said you had a topic, Alan. What's your topic?
Well, before I get into my topic,
all right.
I wanted to ask Jonah how he got started in this whole Billy Bob teeth thing. I mean, this is a worldwide.
Oh my God! You've thing. Asked the magic question now. I'll see you in half an hour.
Yeah, that one.
Well, the world deserves to know.
But let's back up just a tad. Okay. Billy Bob teeth. Like when you go into the gift shop in like the Ozarks or whatever, and you see the comic.
You are profiling.
New York City.
Oh my. When you go into a gift shop in Hardin, and
hurt the last feeling I had.
And see these like big fake buck teeth that you can put on. Billy Bob teeth. Well, we have the inventor of them here.
How about that? Yeah. Two more payments, the trailer's mine.
All right.
Yeah, I know it.
Okay, so how did that come to pass?
So how it came about was I was living in a cave behind my parents' house, and I decided that I wanted...
For real.
This is in the 15% right here. And I decided... that I wanted to make and sell things. And about the same time, you know, timing's the secret to life, Alan. But the same time, my student loans were coming due. So I had to, pay my student loans off. So I went to a football game in Springfield, Missouri, and I met my future partner.
Did you lose that game?
You're almost.
I wasn't playing. I just had graduated. I was the player the year before, okay. And they were struggling without me. And so the coach asked me to come talk to the football team for the game. I did. Came talk to him, and during the game, I noticed a guy in the stands wearing these. You know, he had these terrible buck teeth, and I just he was saying really stupid stuff. And so after the game.
I run into
the guy. So
he ran in and pulled his teeth out.
I didn't pull his teeth. I thought it was a denture, but anyway, turns out they were Billy Bob teeth. So I said, "You're going to teach me how to make those things." And I said, "Where did you get them?" And I thought he was going to say, "Well, I bought them at Spencer Gifts or something." He says, "Well, I made them last week in denture class. I'm a sophomore in dental school."
He's a flunking student. He couldn't make good teeth.
Well, he was getting like C's, which is about the same thing as flunking there. So he wasn't like a straight A student or anything. But we started the company.
You know what you call the doctor who finishes last in his class in school?
What?
Doctor.
Doctor?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't encourage him.
Okay,
he's
doctor.
Not funny.
That's a real old joke.
I know. Well, that was a 15%er too. Anyway, so that's a story. So I started the company with $400 in October of 1994.
32 years later, it's worth twice that.
Yes, I knew it.
Boom.
Like I said, two more payments, the trailer's mine. That's what I always say when people say, "Oh, you're getting rich." Yeah.
What Jonah really does is spend all of his time driving around. Slapping back the people who are stealing your patent and faking them just like it, aren't you?
Well, you know, I've wasted a little bit of money in the whole legal system here in the United States.
No,
we won't
no.
talk about all that.
And let me explain something to you. Money spent on lawyers is not wasted.
You know, I...
every lawyer appreciates it and says, "Thank you, Jonah."
Yes, yes,
I
that's
was
right.
On a
they say thank you so much. I still get their cards.
I was on a committee at a college... And the president of this committee at this college was the inventor of air-soled tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he didn't make them. He didn't sell them. He didn't, you know, do any of this. All he did was hold the patent to these air-insole shoes.
And license.
You know, like the Air Nikes and all these mm-hmm. different shoes that came out that follow that. And all he did... was defend his patent because he was getting money from no matter who manufactured the shoes,
yeah.
He got a cut off
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
And so all he did was defend his patent.
But yep. you actually have like a little plant over in God's country where you package these things
oh, yeah.
and take orders and send
yep.
them out, don't you?
Yep. I've got about 20-something employees in Calhoun County.
But the components of it are made different places and you pack them and ship
well,
them and
I make,
all over the world, right?
I make over 100 different items, so...
Okay.
The teeth, the Billy Bob teeth are less than 5% of my business. I make lots of different other items. I make
rest of it's making book at the track.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right. So, but that's where we started. So there's something to be said for that.
100 different items.
Yeah, about 100. Yeah.
Do you have a catalog? Do I go on the internet and order?
Yeah, BillyBobProducts.com. Yeah, there you go. That's the only website you need to know right there.
Can you repeat that for our 10 listeners?
I'm an arsonist.com.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Okay, on the topic of inventions, before we go on, we have a commercial. All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Okay. We have sponsors on our show.
Oh, I see this. You guys are big time.
Folks, how many times have you opened up the bread basket only to find that the last two slices of bread covered with the long mycelial stolons of black bread mold? You open up the fridge and discover that your favorite cheese has also grown a mold beard. Soon you find yourself throwing out bag after bag of spoiled meats, cheeses, and fruits. What a waste. Well, no more. Get the most out of your slightly spoiled consumables with Dr. Ferd's Second Life Food Razor. That's right, it's Dr. Ferd to the rescue. Ferd is our brother, by the way. His patented food razor has three floating heads, a dual-speed rechargeable electric motor, and triple-strength titanium-coated steel blades. Simply take the adulterated piece of meat, cheese, or bread, and run the food razor across its surface, whisking away the nasty mold. Now you can sink your teeth into your sandwich without worrying about getting unwanted mold spores stuck in your gum line. Dr. Ferd's Second Life Food Razor. Get yours today. Wait. Before we go on, you remember when Brad was here a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
And he had those moldy... Reese's cups.
Yeah.
He had Reese's peanut butter cups with mold on them. So, Jonah, you're in luck. I have one of those Reese's cups, the moldy ones.
Yeah.
And guess what I've got? Dr. Ferd's food razor. So I'm going to just take this. I'm going to take this peanut butter cup, and we're going to just take it.
Man, that's a lot of mold on that thing.
Run the food razor. Take the mold off the top of it.
Wow. You missed a little piece there on the bottom. Oh, yeah. Oh, there. That wasn't
okay.
Mold. That was
now,
cockroach.
I want you to look at this. Look how it looks now.
Ah, it looks shiny like a baby's
Go bottom. Ahead. Try it. Take a bite now and see what you think. It's delicious, isn't it? That's Dr. Ferd. There's your invention right there. And we can probably sell you a piece of the patent for next to nothing.
Okay. Well. We'll talk after the show. I'll have my agent reach out to your people.
Let me ask you.
Your people will talk to my people.
Is there anything that you open it up that's in your house, you know, food wise, and you see mold on it and you'll still eat it? Like, let's say you open up a loaf of bread and the end piece has mold on it.
I'll go in a few slices.
A few slices and still eat
it? Yeah, and look for one that doesn't have it. I'm good with that.
No way. Any mold anywhere on anything that is in a package, the entire thing's infested and it all goes out.
Like you open a pack of cheese slices and there's little mold on the top one. You just peel that one off. The rest of them are good as gold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a fine wine.
What do you say, White? Do you have a...
Oh, you know I'm really picky.
What's your thoughts?
You'd
eat the mold. He wouldn't even throw the top slice. He'd just eat it as is.
I wouldn't even use
it. Last episode, he ate a wolf that was barely cooked.
I wouldn't even use that expensive razor thing that you guys
used. Yeah, but not everyone is made of steel like you are.
I saw that titanium head on that thing. It's pretty impressive.
I don't think I could. No way. I'm not doing it.
All right. Sorry to have interrupted you.
Okay. You know, every year we have an episode where we go through the list of famous people that died the previous year.
Yeah, we kind of got in trouble with that last time,
didn't we? And determine who the most famous person was that died. You mean the Jimmy Carter thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he was going to die.
I didn't know he was going to die that quick. We were talking about the oldest people still alive, and then Jimmy Carter went.
What brought it up is I got this book that was written by Jimmy Carter, and it was hand-signed by him. And I said, I'm sitting on it until he dies, so it'll be worth a lot more, and I'll sell it off. He died the next day.
It's signed, Ringhouse and Leave Me Alone, Jimmy Carter.
he died while listening to this show.
To the podcast.
Because he was a loyal listener.
So
our listenership is now at 15.
He probably had some of that mold there.
Well, if it did, it kept him. I'll eat mold all day long if I can live as long as Jimmy Carter.
Yeah. So anyway, he actually died last year in 2024. So he's on the list. What about Judith Jameson?
Are you looking at the ones who are still alive?
No, these are the ones that died in 2024, and we have to decide who the most famous person to die in 2024.
Jimmy Carter, you can stop.
Well, I don't know that he was. What about Quincy Jones?
Quincy Jones died?
Quincy Jones died.
Rashida Jones is dead?
Rashida Jones is dead.
Well, I thought Rashida Jones is luckier than Quincy.
I mean, he won Oscars, he won Grammys, he won 28 times he won Grammys.
Oh, yeah, Quincy Jones. Oh. Didn't he, like, wasn't he the guy that oversaw the We Are the World thing? Wasn't he the producer of that?
Yeah, I think so, if you like that kind of thing. Fernando Valenzuela. The pitcher? Remember? You know who Fernando?
He sang Light My Fire.
Dude, I used to live in a cave.
Was a pitcher for the Dodgers. He was like,
the big guy.
Yeah, what'd they call him? He had a nickname, didn't he? I can't remember what it was. It's not
the Sultan of SWAT.
he caused Fernando Mania, in case you didn't know. Terry Garr died.
Oh, I like Terry Garr.
I like Terry Garr, too. You know who Terry Garr was?
No. Young Frankenstein?
Young Frankenstein?
She was Hilda in Young Frankenstein.
Okay, yeah, I know the name.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Yeah.
She was in that?
Yeah, she was the beleaguered wife in Close Encounters. Okay.
Right. But she was also in Mr. Mom.
I'm going to sidetrack you for just a second. The debate we were having upstairs this morning was named...
Whether or not you should stay? Rick, you're going to have to go unless you stop that snoring. Go on.
You are so funny. No, she hasn't heard the snoring episode. Who are the five most famous people on Earth right now?
Five most famous people on Earth right now. Donald Trump.
Yeah, whether you love him or hate him, I'd say he's famous. Jonah?
Yes.
Jonah White?
That's going to give him a chance to say something. Say a name.
No, I concur.
Throw one out there.
I concur.
No, throw one out. We're going to see whether we agree with you or not. And the answer's going to be no. Go ahead.
Throw one out. Man, I am not the person for this.
World traveler.
I'd have to say, I'd say probably Putin.
I think that's probably, he's probably,
he'd again, be in the top five.
He's fallen into that same category
A lot of people have heard that name in the last couple of years.
Who's a singer that dating the football player?
Oh, God. Come on.
Taylor Swift.
Terry Garr, you mean.
Taylor Swift, she became a billionaire this just last year.
Taylor Swift's like one of the... I would say she is, whether you love her or hate her...
I can't name a song, but she is famous as they come.
Have you watched Chiefs game? Travis Kelce can't run more than 2 or 3 yards down the field before they cut to Taylor Swift sitting up in the booth, jumping up and down, going, yay!
She's a cult following, Swifties.
I know this.
What are your followers called, Whiteys?
No, I don't really have any.
What about Ringo Starr in terms of most recognizable people?
No, but I'd say Paul McCartney was going to be higher ranked than Ringo Starr, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I like the caveman movie.
I like Ringo. The caveman movie was pretty good.
Yeah,
it was
pretty good. Hot wife, too.
Yeah, and he came home with her, too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Didn't he bring Barbara Bach home with him and kept her all these years?
Is that the one he dropped in the big dinosaur turd or no?
I can't remember. I don't remember.
You really did watch that movie.
I did.
I remember more than once, too. For Ringo or Barbara?
I don't know.
That Ringo Starr is the greatest.
Ooh la cha cha la la.
There were a lot of girls that really liked Ringo back in the day.
Yeah, there were, for some weird
reason. You would say Paul McCartney or Ringo, I would say,
neither one of them.
You don't think? Paul McCartney? I bet Paul McCartney can go to any restaurant in the world and they won't charge him for his tuna fish.
20 years ago would have been different than today. 20 years ago.
How about the Pope?
No one under 20 years old knows who he is.
Pope Francis, the Pope.
I don't think so.
Huh?
I don't think so. Taylor Swift's more famous than the Pope.
Oh, I would say in the top five.
I would put the Pope in the top five.
Okay, no, wait a minute. Let's back up here. Who do we got? We got Trump. We got
Putin.
We got Taylor.
Got Paul.
We got Paul McCartney.
And they're all Americans. Well, not Putin, but.
And these are the most famous and most recognizable.
I don't think Paul McCartney's American either.
Well, he's sold out.
He's kind of an adopted American.
Yeah, he probably lives in New York City.
No, I don't think he does. I think he lives in Scotland.
Does he really?
Yeah, on some giant ranch there, I think.
That's pretty cool.
I think Paul lives in Scotland. Yeah, he was, you know, he kind of went Jonah at one point in his life.
Did he really?
Yeah, he like disappeared up into some little cattle or
I know
sheep
nobody
ranch,
knows him now.
Huh? Some sheep ranch up in
New Zealand,
in Scotland. Yeah, in Scotland.
You want to know who the internet says?
Who?
They've got most. I just put in most famous.
You're fact checking us here.
Most famous person alive. I'm just going out here for conversation purposes. They've got Tom Cruise on that list.
Ooh, Tom Cruise could be. He's a moneymaker. Because I'm guessing like they show Tom Cruise's movie. How do you watch Mission Impossible in China, India?
Yeah. No. He's Tom Cruise is the real deal. I mean, there's a lot about him I don't like, but I admire him. He's the real deal.
We got Leonardo DiCaprio.
We had Nicole Kidman for a while, so you got to like that.
Tom Hanks.
Oh, God.
These are all just actors, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but I guess, yeah,
Facebook,
they're probably well-known.
Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp, J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling. I mean, I know she wrote...
Paul McCartney's on there.
J.K. Rowling wrote... the Harry Potter stuff, right?
Yeah, and they've got...
But would you know her if she walked in here and started slapping you?
No, I wouldn't. I just think
I
it was
mean,
one
her
of your...
Her,
I just
her think name is famous, but...
One of your fans,
you know,
or something.
If Tom Cruise came in here and sat down and said, can I have a stag? I'd go get him one.
Yeah, we'd get him one. Yeah.
See, they've got... this is a different list. They've got Leonardo on there again. They've got Michelle Obama on there.
Oh, God.
More than Barack?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could believe that. I could.
Jim Carrey showed up on two lists here.
Jim Carrey? He hasn't even had a show for movie for.
I can't help it. And here's one that I find disturbing is...
Am I on it?
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, God.
They got Will Smith at number 6.
Oh, please.
Taylor Swift, 7.
Please.
Barack Obama at 8. Ivanka made it.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
You know,
here's another Arnold Schwarzenegger.
One of my favorite shots or scenes was, you remember when the current president was the president 8 years ago?
Yeah.
And he was getting sworn in.
Yeah.
When he got sworn in the first time, you know, he had ran against Hillary Clinton, right?
Right.
And so she's actually at the swearing in because she had been Secretary of State or something, right? So she didn't have any choice but to be there. And she's standing next to Bill. And when
I remember seeing that.
when
Trump's
people comes
Ivanka.
In, yeah, Ivanka comes in, and you see Bill Clinton. They cut to him, and you just see him mouth the word Ivanka.
Bill Clinton.
It's Bill Clinton to be pretty high on that list.
Now,
I would think.
If I was going to
surprise a lot,
search. Dirty old men, most famous dirty old men. He'd make that.
I was going to say your picture would pop up.
I'm going to go to most recognizable. How about that?
I'm excited, tingling with anticipation, just like your intro said. Alan Ringhausen coming up. Are you excited?
Oh, these people are all dead.
Well, you can have any. If you're going to name dead ones, I'd say, well, Jesus. Well, I guess he came back, didn't he?
The world's most famous people. He's got. They've got on this list Walt Disney, dead. Michael
Jackson,
mostly.
Isn't he like on
dead.
Ice someplace? Isn't
Johnny,
he on ice too?
Johnny Depp, he is still alive. Who's Rowan Atkinson?
Mr. Bean.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly who that is.
That is exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey.
Yeah.
Stan Lee.
Why? You couldn't name.
Jackie Chan.
You couldn't name the Pope, but you know Mr. Bean.
I know Mr. Bean.
Lopez and Madonna.
Hey, listen, we grew up on Channel 9.
What I had read.
Madonna's.
One of the most recognizable people when he was still alive on the planet was Andre the Giant.
Oh, I believe that. Did you ever meet Andre the Giant?
No. No, never did.
Did you wrestle in high school?
Yes.
You ain't good?
Yeah. Yeah. I only wrestled.
Calhoun didn't have a wrestling team?
No, I wrestled in New York, believe it or not. St. James, Long Island.
Say what?
My freshman year in high school, I went for one semester on an athletic scholarship to a boarding school in St. James, Long Island.
You kidding?
Were you in some kind of trouble?
Nope.
Were there girls in the school?
What's that?
Were there girls there?
There was girls there, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So so we had my parents and I, we had an archaeological program, at our house in Michael, and we had a little Indian village up in the woods that we built.
I remember the Indian village.
Yep.
There.
And anyway, so we taught Native American technologies, and we taught kids how the Indians lived in Calhoun County, you know, long, long time ago. And one of the parents that came to pick up their kids was a headmaster of a boarding school in St. James, Long Island, and they needed some wrestlers. And he saw me and thought I could wrestle. So I had never wrestled other than wrestling my brothers. And so I took a wrestling scholarship, and for a semester, my freshman year in high school, I went to St. James, Long Island and wrestled there.
Wow.
I think I wound up taking like third or seventh in state. I think it was seventh in state. And I ran the...
How many guys wrestled in the state? Like eight?
Oh, God, no. There was a lot. It was huge. And I remember the...
Did I waste that one on you?
No. Right, go ahead. You got to throw those in. And, yeah, it was pretty neat. So I went from Calhoun County to New York City. So
from the least populated part of the world to the most populated.
Yes.
No culture shock there.
No, absolutely not.
From the
not.
Most sophisticated part of the world to the least.
Yes. From lots of concrete to no concrete.
Yeah, but, you know, learning opportunities come in different forms.
That's
just
right.
So we were clear, I was calling Calhoun the most sophisticated
that,
part.
I totally got it.
And New York the least, and that's some truth to that. But go ahead.
Okay. Can I go back to my list?
Yeah, if you must.
I don't like that list at all. That wasn't a very good one. But boy, that first list that I had, I kind of like that. Most famous person alive. And now it's gone. I've lost it. Your internet here in this house is not functioning.
It's spotty. I have an internet booster thing, too.
It ain't
you
working.
Any trouble. Maybe it's your phone that's not working.
Probably.
Just like its owner.
Oh, that's a little harsh, Rick.
That is pretty harsh. Brotherly love right there.
Okay, I was on...
I'm still taking in the studio right here. I really like it.
It's mind-blowing,
very low
isn't
overhead
it?
In here. Yeah.
Where was I? Oh, here's another one. Phil Lesh died in 2024.
What?
Anybody?
Phil
anybody?
Lesh?
Phil Lesh. Co-founded the Grateful Dead.
Okay.
And now he's one of them.
Other than Jerry Garcia, name another member of the Grateful Dead.
I can't. Ethel Phil Kennedy Lesh. Died.
Huh? Yeah. Did you know it?
Phil Lesh?
What? Oh, yeah.
Which one did they call Pigpen?
Oh, that was nicely done, yeah, by the way.
Yeah. Pete Rose died.
Did he really?
Never made it into the Hall of Fame before he died.
Oh, you know,
they dumped on him.
Oh, you know, it's funny.
They should have let
what,
him in.
Rose, they let him, you know, barred him for what, betting on baseball or something?
You know, and he never, ever bet on his own team.
And now,
I went to dinner with him one time.
Really, Pete
yeah,
Rose?
Yeah, great guy. A really, really hot wife, too. And
gotta like that.
And, man. Yeah, it
well,
was.
He's a baseball
she was
player.
Asian,
have
I think.
Have you ever watched the baseball games where the wives are all sitting together?
Yeah. You would see her in the middle of
Cam Royce goes to him, Rick.
I know. Taylor Swift.
So I asked him at dinner, I said, what did you learn from going to prison?
And oh, that's a good...
A good one.
How did you jump up and
he said,
in the face?
He said, no, he didn't. He said, I learned that I was the only guilty guy in the whole building.
Oh, everybody else.
Everybody else in there was framed, but him. Yeah.
What I was going to say is, the funny thing is, baseball is now sponsored by... some betting organization.
Oh yeah, that's all it's about.
How can they possibly not let Pete Rose in when they like sanction betting?
Terrible.
Not only do they sanction it, they like encourage it.
Yeah.
He made him escape.
He was a tough dude, man. Yeah. I liked him.
Charlie Hustle. Kris Kristofferson died last year.
Well, I don't think I'd put him in the world's greatest people.
He was an Oscar winner. He was a Grammy winner. He was a singer himself, a songwriter. He's in the Songwriter Hall of Fame.
I think he wrote.
But
I,
when
you know,
he,
I think he wrote Me and Bobby McGee.
Yeah, he did. When he got his
I don't even
Oscar,
know what this is.
You know what he did with it?
Ate it.
He threw it in the dumpster behind the studio.
Didn't Muhammad
did really?
Ali do the same thing with his gold
medal?
Who? Yeah. He threw his in the river.
He threw his in the Ohio River.
Yeah, he did
Muhammad
write
Ali?
Yeah.
Me and Bobby McGee
oh,
and Sunday
cool.
Morning
Because
he
won the gold medal in the 1960 Olympics for
yeah.
boxing. And some racist incident that happened to him in Louisville, Kentucky, got cranked and just took his medal and threw it in the Ohio River.
He did.
Probably still there if you want to go look for it.
No.
Diving expedition. Maggie Smith died.
Yeah, yeah, she was big. She was big stuff in England.
Yeah, James Earl Jones.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah, Darth Vader.
What a great voice.
Yeah, wonderful.
The best.
He was in Red October.
You know, you
for Red October.
He was.
There's just certain people who have a voice that you go, man, that's a great voice.
Look at that voice.
Who's that? Who's that old cowboy with the big mustache?
With the good mustache.
It comes all the way down
Sam,
over his lip.
Sam Elliott.
Yeah. Sam Elliott's got a good voice.
He's got a good voice.
Morgan Freeman.
Wonderful voice.
Yeah.
Andy Dufresne. Me and my friend Andy. we're out of time.
You're kidding already?
I'm not kidding.
How can that possibly
I don't know. But we are.
Well, Mr. White, it's been wonderful having you here with us.
Another day in paradise.
One of the most famous people on
this week.
This room here.
This week. I didn't make the list.
Well, you're not dead yet.
Well, I know that.
Oh, you're talking about the living people.
Yeah.
Well, you die, you could be more famous.
You're high rated.
Just like Jimmy Carter.
You're high rated in this room.
Yeah, I know. I'm like in the top five.
If you're sure you're going to die, let's have you sign a few things.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Yeah. Okay. You're talking about attorneys already. Here it comes.
All right. See you later from Rick Gator,
Jonah Gator,
and Alligator.
Been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Dent's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for a cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that little bit of legal business in hand, see you later from Rick Gator and Alligator. This has been a Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network production. Except no substitutes. Because there aren't any. The part of young Nikola Tesla was played by Jonah White.